On this Friday, let's check in with Eric Snodgrass from Agrible and Nutrient Ag Solutions. Hey, Eric, thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's start with the pattern we're in at the moment. We seem to be getting rainfall every couple of days or so. Is it just the beginning of an active pattern like we've had for, 11 or 14 or 18 months?
Yeah, it's hard to remember back when it was dry. Yeah, you know, when you look back even over the last 12 months, we across the United States, for the whole of the country, this is the wettest such 12-month time period on record. And the pattern that keeps repeating itself is we keep digging this trough into the west. And every time that happens, we're on the kind of the upswing side of it. This is where everything kind of ejects in the middle part of the country. And that's happening, you know, right now. We watched over the weekend very heavy rainfall and, over the week, and very heavy rainfall that was down in parts of the southwest. And now all that rain's moving through the mid-south and over toward the mid-Atlantic. They got another system that's coming through that same area that will likely be on the northern side of over the weekend. But then here it goes again. Next Tuesday evening, we're watching a system that's going to be emerging in the central part of the U.S. And that's an important one to watch because we're getting very close to an important holiday here and a lot of travel probably happening on that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday timeframe. And as that system comes through right now, latest model projections actually take the low right through Illinois. So we will likely be on the rainy side of it, but it's another day of rain. Where could the snow be? Definitely on the backside. So if you're heading to Iowa, heading to Wisconsin, heading to Minnesota, I want to be on the lookout next Tuesday, time from Tuesday to Wednesday for a pretty big system. And it doesn't stop there, Tommy. You said active. It's active. As that all comes through, deep trough digs into California. And as that trough gets into California, it's going to be substantially deep. And it's going to be bringing a lot of rain out west, a bunch of snow in the mountains, and it has to go across the country again. So when I look out over the next 2 weeks, and I look and see that we may have up to five separate systems that come sweeping through the midsection of the country, if we're trying to get fall field work done, if we're trying to get, crops still out of the ground, our windows are going to be very, very tight. So yes, this pattern that we're in, it just feels like the rest of 2019, doesn't it? I mean, it just keeps disrupting production ag across the midsection of the country.
So you've mentioned this big trough several times. Are there any other big factors that we ought to be looking at moving forward?
Yeah, when I try to look out as far as I can, a lot of the signals in the longer term forecasts really come out of the Pacific and then, of course, also just south of Greenland as well. So here's the big things we're watching, okay? We are having right now a resurgence of this thing we've been talking about, this Indian Ocean Dipole event. And that big positive Indian Ocean Dipole event is doing a couple of things. One, it's faking us out, making it look as though we've got kind of this weak El Nino going on. Two, it's shoving a bunch of momentum. This is just movement of the atmosphere into the North Pacific. And that's why we get the diving troughs that keep coming across the West and then across the Midwest. And then the third thing that it's doing is that it's taking the Madden-Julian oscillation and just stuffing it into phase one and not letting it move. So basically, we have this one thing that's kind of got a death grip on the flow pattern in the tropics. Now, what's the translation of all of that? If that slowly transitions out of that, which we're anticipating happening through the month of December, we're going to get to a whole new pattern. Add to that, polar vortex disruption possibly happening in the first couple of weeks of the month of December. So people say, hey, give me as far out as you can go. And I'm like, I've got so many complicating factors that's really kind of messing up the long-range forecast for the center part of North America through the next 15 to 20 days.
Can you do better with South America?
I feel like I can a little bit better. And the reason why is because when I look at South America, it's all about just determining the strength of the Brazilian monsoon. Now, in the near term, we're not seeing anything that's majorly disrupting that pattern. But I'll tell you what to watch, okay? What to watch is we are anticipating the Indian Ocean Dipole. We're anticipating that feature to slowly wane throughout the month of December. Now, what we really care about for South America is what happens with January and February precipitation. And if we lose the strong Indian Ocean Dipole event, I'm going to then be watching for cooler water to try to surface in the El Nino region. And if that happens, that could be very disruptive to the Brazilian monsoon right when they need the precipitation the most. So whereas before, I wasn't really saying too much anything other than the late plant that they had, well, at least compared to last year. Now I've got something that I've got to be watching carefully because it could be, well, it could really pull back some of the potential on yield once we get here into January. So that's what I'm watching down there. In the near term, nothing major, I think, to be too concerned about coming out of South America.
Hey, thanks so much, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I will. You too.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrible and Nutrien Ag Solutions.